Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, from Politico, the federal workforce starts to feel the pinch of the prolonged shutdown. President Donald Trump and congressional leaders are not even talking. Partial government shutdown entered its fifth day on Wednesday with no signs of a breakthrough and hundreds of thousands of federal workers about to feel the protracted standoff. President Donald Trump and Democratic congressional leaders aren't currently negotiating directly, according to GOP and Democratic aides. Staff-level discussions are continuing, but there is no indication that key players are ready to reach an accord. President Donald Trump addressed the media from the Oval Office on Christmas Day. He talked about the government shutdown and also building the wall.
Just remember, the people in our country, we're very proud of you. The country's doing well. We have a little bit of a shutdown because we believe in walls and we believe in borders and we believe in barriers. And, you know, we have a special country. People have to come in through the legal process, not just walk in. We have no idea who they are.
The president was asked when he thought the partial government shutdown would be done.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want. The only way you're going to do it is to have a physical barrier, meaning a wall. And if you don't have that, then we're just not opening.
Leaders from both parties fear that if a deal is not struck soon, the stalemate could easily drag into mid-January. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is set to become Speaker when Democrats take over the chamber on January 3rd. On the House side, leadership sources continue to argue that the onus is on the Senate to find the path forward. There were no calls or meetings between House GOP and Democratic leaders scheduled on Wednesday. The House is not planning to return to Washington this week unless a deal is reached and approved by the upper chamber. That is according to undisclosed sources. Two of the highest acreage crops in North Dakota, soybeans and wheat, projected limited returns to labor and management in most of the regions for 2019. That's according to Andy Swenson from the North Dakota State University Extension Farm Management Office. Generally, hard red spring wheat projects to return between $5 to $10 per acre. The strongest return, $22 per acre, is projected in the northeastern region, but losses of $5 to $10 per acre are projected in the northwest, south central, and the southern Red River Valley regions. Swenson says, surprisingly, soybeans project positive returns to labor and management in all but one region, despite lower soybean prices compared to last year's budgets. He went on to say there is a projected loss of $10 per acre in the northeastern region, but for the rest of the state, returns range from $1 an acre in the southern Red River Valley to $33 per acre in the north central region. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.